everybody on Audio Boo. I hope you're all well today and that you've been enjoying your week so far. This is Emily from Fashionista. And before I start, I would just like to welcome all of my new followers on either my blog, Audio Boo, YouTube, Instagram, and all those other social media networking sites that I'm on. And welcome aboard this fashion escapade to make fashion more accessible for people with sight loss. So thank you for joining me today. So today I thought I would do a boo that's kind of been on my mind for a while. I've been jotting down some ideas for audio boos because they are easy, they're quick, they don't require me to do any kind of prepping like a YouTube video does or a blog does. I don't have to make as many, like, you know, do any photographs or things. Not because I'm lazy, but I am doing my degree at the moment and I am actually studying for my exams, which are coming up in the next 2 months. So I'm not going to be able to do as many blog posts and videos as I'd like. So I'm just kind of thinking of things I can do on Audio Boo, which will keep you guys kind of on the pulse and just to make you, you know, reassure you that I'm still here and I'm still as passionate as ever, but my degree does have to come first, especially at this time. So yeah, I just thought I'd kind of come on here and have that little disclaimer first. And what I want to talk about to you all today is something which I'm really interested in actually having my own views on. And it's called my views on the Blindfolded Makeup Challenge. Now, the Blindfolded Makeup Challenge is something that's been a huge YouTube kind of trending video for quite some time now, and it's been something that's been around for quite a few years. And the long and the short of it is it's basically a YouTube video where a blogger or a vlogger or like a cosmetics YouTuber or something like that basically will sit down with a friend and they will blindfold themselves and they will do their makeup on another person. And they will see how it's come out and then kind of it will reveal if they've done it really badly or really quite well considering or whatever like that. And it's basically just a challenge, and it's a lot of people have taken it under like on board, and it's kind of gone into fashion videos now where people try and make outfits out of you know, like a 10-second thing where they grab anything that's on the rail where they're blindfolded. And it's just become a really popular video. Now, I've got my own thoughts on it, but I want to first of all say this is not going to be kind of a rant video or anything like that. And I'm not completely against the idea. So let me start off with saying why I'm for them when they're done correctly. So I am for them because they will show people maybe who are in the cosmetics industry or who are making products actually how difficult things can be when they're not as accessible, because you see so many bloggers messing things up because they've thought they've picked up a blusher but actually they've picked up like an eye makeup pot or something like that, or they've picked up a lip pencil and actually they've picked up a eyebrow pencil and they've got brown lips or something. So it really does hit home how difficult and how samey things are with products. And how actually you really need to be careful of, you know, what products you're buying and how difficult it is when you have a sight impairment, you know, and actually selecting products because of the fact that they are not always as accessible as they should be. So that's why I'm for them. Also, I think they kind of, when they're done with humility and people actually look and think, wow, you know, that was so difficult, you know, what would it be like if I had a sight impairment? And there are bloggers who've done that. There are quite a few YouTubers that I like who've not had this really giggly and made absolute mockery of what they've done, you know, response to it. The one example being Holly Wakeham on Video Jug Beauty, and she was a makeup artist on that channel, and I actually suggested that she would do that video because I wanted to see her reaction to it, but she was actually really, really quite shocked at how difficult it was, and she approached it with the right attitude, as was another blogger who I like called Becca Rose, and she did it really well as well actually. And when those sorts of bloggers do it right and they don't completely make fun of it and they don't, you know, think, oh my god, look what I've done, and they actually approach it with the right manner and they look at it as a experience and they actually are very reflective over it and actually understand how difficult it is to do makeup when they're a sight loss, because I think people don't always actually think that there are people out there who have sight loss, not always completely blind, some who've got, you know, limited vision like me or whatever, but they actually think this is how difficult it can be for someone who's got sight loss to put their makeup on. And when they don't have the right tools or product companies aren't as accessible as they should be. This is how difficult it is for them. But then you actually look at someone who does their makeup really well. I could name a handful of people I know with sight loss who do their makeup extremely well, and they've become really adept at it, and they've just learned throughout the years to find the right products that are good for them and that actually are accessible, and they've improved their makeup skills. And there's actually a lot of people who are trying to develop their training for people who've got sight loss, and I'm actually working on some projects for cosmetics companies, but I can't mention anything at the moment because it's still quite hush-hush. But there's a great lady from Positive Eye, her name's Gwen, and she's basically done a course where she's worked with professionals in the makeup industry to develop a course that they can learn to enable them to give makeup sessions where they teach people who've got sight loss how to do their makeup, which is brilliant, and I'm all for that, and I think it was absolutely amazing that she did that. Positive Eye is basically, her name's Gwen, and she runs this website where she provides materials for schools and people who work with visually impaired youths and things, and I'll leave her link below if you're interested in checking that out, if maybe you work with people who've got sight loss or something like that, because she's amazing. But why I'm against it? Okay, so I'm against the blindfolded makeup challenge when they're not done properly. So that includes when people just completely disregard the fact that actually this is quite a serious matter, when they joke about it. So then what happens when they look at it and then they make fun of it and they make these kind of humorous kind of responses to it? You basically get this whole response, which has been something that I have been trying to combat for 2 years now, where people will say things like, oh, you know, when you're visually impaired, you can't look fashionable. Oh, you know, did you get dressed in the dark? Oh, things like taking advice from someone who's single, like taking advice from someone who's blind and asking them for fashion sense or asking them for makeup tips. Or you'll get people who say, so, I mean, say for instance, in the past, I've said to people who've got sight loss and I've known them and I've said, oh, do you want me to give you a hand with your makeup? Because they were struggling when I was at school, and I've always known how to put my makeup on because my mum taught me, and she worked for Clinique for quite a few years, and she actually was taught by the professionals at Clinique HQ how to help people who've got sight loss to put their makeup on. And she taught me, and I said to people I used to know, you know, I can help you if you want. And they would say, but you've got a sight impairment too. How are you going to help me? And it's like, there's this whole perception actually that people who have got no sight can't put their makeup on. And then thus they will create a similar kind of look or kind of disaster. And I'm doing the kind of indented commas with my fingers. They will create the disaster as happens in some makeup videos that you actually see, where they don't do it right and they actually they've made this mistake, and then people think that actually that's someone who's blind or partially sighted or severely sight impaired and sight impaired, they will make a similar mistake, and that they think it's funny, and it's not funny. It's harmful and very detrimental to the reputation of someone who's got sight loss, because of this. You know, potentially if I wanted to go and get a job in, I don't know, say for instance, Benefit, or if I wanted to go and get a job working as a skincare consultant or something like that, or just any kind of cosmetics job, because of kind of this reputation that these videos that are not done correctly have helped to kind of build, it just makes it difficult. But like I said, I am only saying this because I want people to be aware who may be listening to this video. I am for it, but I think you need to be aware that you need to approach it in the right manner. So say, I didn't do this right, but I think it's taught me a lesson. I think this is good to see how hard it is for someone who's got sight loss to actually do, you know, put their makeup on. So, like, yeah, so that's all I want to say on the matter. I hope you found this interesting. Please let me know what you saw. Feel free to disagree with me if you don't think that, you know, if you think I'm wrong, because I'm all for discussion. And like as ever, if you've got any ideas on any audio booths you'd like me to cover or any kind of topics you want me to talk about, then send me a personal message or comment. And thank you for listening, and have a great evening. Bye.